hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this 10th day of July 2008. And coming up for a few minutes is Mark Underwood. He's the president of Quincy Bioscience, located on University Research Park up there in Madison, Wisconsin. And they are a sponsor to this network. And why I'm taking the time with this, it's, folks, it's very rare that you run into a product and a manufacturer of a product that makes claims and it actually works. Now, there's all kinds of health supplements out there. There's all kinds of things that are good and make a difference, okay? But I'm talking dramatic difference. And I'll tell you how this is affecting me. And it's called Prevagen. If you've noticed in the last couple of weeks, many of you noticed this, that I'm stumbling a lot with my words, that I'm actually, what is happening is my brain is moving faster than my mouth is. Now, whereas before I was having a few problems remembering names and dates and all that other stuff, somebody commented to me the other day, said, you know, and Randall, the guy that does the True Seekers meeting, he was out here the other day, he says, you know, I've noticed something. He said, I want to get some of that Prevagen because I've noticed you on the air. He said, there's a marked change in you. And there is. There definitely is. Mark Underwood, good afternoon.
Hi. How are you doing? Is this John?
Yes, it certainly is.
Pleasure to meet you, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing a lot better. Thank you very much.
Oh, great.
I don't know if you heard my remarks here, but I've been doing Prevagen now for 3 weeks.
Okay.
3 weeks, and folks, I have a reputation out there, and I stand by my reputation. I don't hype stuff that doesn't work. I don't sell anything or tell people to buy something that doesn't work. Mark, I got to tell you, this Prevagen product is amazing.
Great. I'm glad you're liking it. I hear that a lot.
Okay.
But it's great to hear.
Well, and it's great because, well, you're a sponsor on this network, and it's great to have a product that, that in my estimation, works better than what you claim that it does.
That's great to hear.
I mean, it's really amazing. About a month ago, I was sent a bottle of Prevagen, and I was told, okay, take the product and tell me what you think about it. Well, I didn't start it for a week. Like I said, I started it 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I am literally, my brain is running faster than my mouth can keep up.
Wow.
And there's something else that it's pretty amazing that has happened. I have been a night owl.
Okay.
For years. I mean, ever since I was knee-high to a puppy dog. I've always, even when I was a baby, I would go to sleep really late. And I got into this that I would never go to sleep before 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I normally require about 6 hours sleep. I am now going to sleep sometimes before 12 midnight, and I'm up at 7 a.m., and my mind is clear, and it's working. I don't have to jolt it with some caffeine. I don't have to. My biorhythms are synced in. I am getting a deeper rest. I'm able to go to bed earlier, rise earlier in the morning, and my mind is sharper. I'm remembering things that heretofore I'd forgotten. I knew it was swimming around up there somewhere. But I'm telling you, you made it, but I'm telling you, this stuff works.
Well, that's great. That's exactly what we intended to, and even sounds like even more.
If it can work for this old dog, and we'll get into some of the reasons why you created this product, and I want to give people some background here on you, Mark Underwood. Great product. I'm glad that you're on this network, folks, and pay attention to this because if you're missing a few teeth in that cog, listen further.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
My guest today from Quincy Bioscience is president and founder of Quincy Bioscience, a biotechnology company focusing on diseases of aging. Quincy has identified the fundamental factor in the aging process and age-related diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. All you people out there that ingest a little bit too much of aluminum, pay attention. Quincy has also developed a therapeutic compound for the treatment of these neurodegenerative diseases that is currently in the preclinical stage of development. The focus of Quincy's bioscience development work revolves around the calcium regulation related to aging and age-related disorders and their technology derived from the active compound naturally found in jellyfish. And you thought they were a nuisance and you had to swim around them. Mm-mm. Now, they've developed products for the dietary supplement marketplace under the brand Prevagen and is also pursuing pharmaceutical applications of their technology. Now, Quincy is growing rapidly and had their first national product launch on September 1st of last year of Prevagen. And their headquarters, as I said earlier, in Madison, Wisconsin, within the University of Wisconsin's University Research Park. In addition to the product development, Mark is also an author. He released his first book in the fall of 2007 entitled Gifts from the Sea, How a Protein from Jellyfish Fights the Aging Process. Now, you've heard all this amazing stuff that scientists are finding in sea creatures and all sorts of things that they try to duplicate in the labs. But folks, I'm here to tell you, and thank you, Mark, because I thought my cheese was sliding off my cracker prematurely.
You don't want to have that happen.
No. And again, I had Dakota up a couple of weeks ago, and he did a fine job. But you being the chief cook and bottle washer, I'm glad you're here today.
It's a pleasure to talk with you today.
Well, and why did you do this? What set you down this path to find an anti-aging and in my estimation, a brain regenerative product?
Well, you know, I've got a family history of multiple sclerosis and Alzheimer's disease. And as a college student, I was very interested, and you've got to pick a career to do something with your life. Very interested, therefore, in the brain, interested in neurochemistry and how everything worked, you know, trying to keep the cheese on the cracker. And personally became very interested in this protein, this molecule from a jellyfish that I thought had the potential to affect and help people that had Alzheimer's disease or that would have multiple sclerosis because of its physical characteristics that it expressed in the jellyfish. It was a unique idea at the time. Perhaps it's still considered unique. Over the course of time, we were able to do research on this and were able to demonstrate that this protein within the jellyfish does have the capability to keep brain cells alive longer. It's very significant because if you don't have your brain cells, you don't have a lot of functions in your body, not just learning and memory and things like that, but without brain cells, you don't have a lot of control of the things that happen below the neck as well. So we're very excited to see that research and see those results. We think long-term it does have applications for individuals that have Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, but right now we just have it in the marketplace as a product to help support your brain's health, keeping those brain cells alive and keeping you, fog-free. Well, and with as much mental energy as we can provide with the product.
Well, there is resistance from behind. When individuals come out with products that, let's just say that run up against the pharma cartels, let's say,
mm-hmm.
They don't like that. They don't like you messing around with their market. And what I've seen coming out of the pharma cartels, these people are not curing anything. They're just treating a few symptoms, and that is even questionable. There are so many drugs that are approved by the FDA that have to be pulled from the market because it's killing people, causing them severe liver damage or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody comes out with a naturally derived product such as yours, well, you become a threat because you're not the mad scientist cooking up these concoctions in your laboratory someplace, and there isn't a whole lot of people getting cuts of you.
You're right. We have a safer product. We have a natural product. We have something that's an alternative to the ineffective medicines that are out there for diseases like Alzheimer's. We are different. And part of that, you know, inspires us to move forward. The key thing is to have people try Prevagen and put it, you know, into their life and see how it works for them. I think you talked about your own stories, how it's affected you. And, you know, you're not terribly old. You're a healthy guy. And it's even helping you. Imagine if you're older and you've lost, you know, some mental capabilities over the course of time, or even if you're just listening out there and you're thinking about, well, I'm pretty good myself. Think about your family members, you know, your parents. How are they doing? How are your older aunts and uncles doing? Prevagen is important to consider and to think about because, you know, we want to have a good quality of life, and also make the most of our years that we have on the planet.
Well, and there's something about functions of stuff. Usually you don't notice that it's slipped dramatically until it starts to slip dramatically. And I started to notice, Mark, that I was having a hard time recalling facts or dates or times or whatever else. And it was starting to really bother me because I thought, wait a minute here. You know, I'm not a dope addict. I don't smoke pot, or I don't mm-hmm. have short-term memory problems.
Right.
I didn't really have a history of Alzheimer's in my family. So I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, I'm 55 years old, and I suspect that my cheese is sliding just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and it had me concerned. Now, so I start taking your product, and like I said, I've never had this problem on the air before where my brain is running faster than my mouth can run. And I've started to notice this in the last couple of months, or in the weeks,
sure.
rather, and I'm going, oh, gosh. But I'll adjust to it. I'll either slow my brain process down a little bit or speed up my mouth, not a problem. But the other dramatic thing, and as I said, is I went to sleep late, and I would get up maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 9:15 or so. I would be real foggy, kind of drained out, and I noticed something else. There was always midday slumps, and this is when the people run for their caffeine. Oh, I got to have an afternoon coffee break because I ate lunch and I'm about ready to go to sleep. I am not noticing any downturn in my energy level during the day, which is telling me that I'm getting the proper amount of sleep at the proper time.
Exactly. That's the key. You got to get the right sleep at the right time.
And folks, I kid you not, I am not here just to sell this guy's product and keep him as an advertiser on this network. I'm telling you, this stuff works. Now, I wanted to get around, before we get too much further into this, you've got some famous people that are taking this product, and one of them that grabbed me, because I am a football fan, and people say, well, that's just bread and circuses, John. Well, no, not if you're a Lions football fan. It's an exercise in futility, but that's what a fan base is supposed to be for your team. Root, 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 even though they haven't won a championship since 1957, and Mark, I was 4 years old at the time. Now, Santana Dotson, who used to play for the Green Bay Packers,
is now
he's been retired for quite a few years, and he's now taking your product.
Yes. Santana, we actually know as a sort of a friend of a friend. Started taking the product back in October last year and was really loving it. You know, he's very into staying healthy, and, you know, sort of physically and mentally. And Prevagen really helped answer those questions for him and provide what he was really looking for in a product. Where he didn't have to take necessarily a bunch of other vitamins in addition to taking Prevagen, he was able to do that. He takes it, his wife takes it, he gives it out, and gets it to people that he owns a couple health clubs. And he saw so many people that were really responding to it. You know, he wanted to be involved with the program. And so, you know, we have an ex-Super Bowl champion that's, you know, taking Prevagen right now and speaks about the product and loves the product. And so we do have an endorsement, you know, relationship with him. But it really came in naturally because he's such a big fan of Prevagen.
And I just wanted to play just quickly a couple of testimonials that some people have made, and I love this lady because she is more than sincere. You know the product works. And we'll get it to run here in a second as soon as my computer wakes up. Maybe it needs Prevagen.
Maybe I'll give that number out while we're having the technical issue.
Prevagen, I was skeptical. I mean, there are so many products, present so many claims, so, you know, you kind of take it with a grain of salt, and I really wasn't sure about the results that I would get, and I was really skeptical about it when I began. So I really started to notice that I just am not as forgetful. I know where my keys are. I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging, that was just something I'd have to accept. Okay, I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here? But I find that that's not happening to me now. I'm tired, but I also work part-time, and I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand, to remember things I need to do, contacts I need to make, and so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
And I've noticed the very same thing, Mark. I'm under a lot of stress at all times, running a radio network, doing programming every day, trying to keep up with everything. I noticed that I was starting to forget a few things and get ahead of myself or forget things or whatever. I'm here to tell you, I'm going to be your best testimonial because I'm here to tell you this is working. And it has worked better than I ever imagined because, as I said earlier, people have health products out there, and they're of benefit or whatever. But something as dramatic as this, I just had to tell people about.
You know, your story is very similar to other feedback we get from individuals who just simply, you know, have the same things that you say. You know, you're not foggy in the middle of the afternoon. You're able to wake up. You're well rested. You know, your brain is working well. You're on top of your game.
Just yesterday, Mark, after a full day here doing programming, running the network and everything, I'm out mowing my lawn after work, and I didn't quit doing yard work and cutting down some trees until 9 o'clock.
Wow!
And I'm excited. I'm juiced. I'll tell you what, we got to take this break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to give you a special offer out there, folks. By the way, this is just not. Well, we'll tell you more about it on the other side. I don't want to rush with this.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Mark Underwood, you have specials just for the listening audience of this network. If you please, sir, what are those specials?
You know, for your listeners, we wanted to offer a chance to buy two bottles of Prevagen. We'll give you the third bottle free. And also, I'd like to throw in a copy of my book, Gift from the Sea. It's a limited run, and we actually, a lot of people like reading the book and finding out more about the product. But more importantly, to try Prevagen, buy two bottles, we'll give you one free. And it's easy. Just call into our customer service department, and that phone number is 888-814-0814, and we can help you out there. That's 888-814-0814. And certainly, if you go to our website at Prevagen.com, that's Prevagen.com, be glad to send you some information if you request it through the website. We can take your order through the website, and you can learn more about the product through the website.
Well, so. And something else that I didn't know, I was looking at your website. This is actually in Rite Aid pharmacies around the country.
It is. It's nationwide in Rite Aid pharmacies. It's also in a lot of your your town's best health food stores.
And let's keep in mind something, folks, here. You know, you can run down to Rite Aid to buy the product today.
Yep.
You can do that, but you're not going to get the offer of buy two bottles and get the third one free.
Yes. whatever's most convenient for the listener out there, it's at Rite Aid. It's online or call in to our customer service. We've got a very friendly customer service group, and they'll be glad to help you.
Well, I couldn't see how you'd have unfriendly people because it's a great product. Everybody likes to be surrounded by good stuff.
Yes, you know, like attracts like, and we've got the best customer service team that that I could imagine, best I've ever been affiliated with, and really proud of them. If you have any questions, they're there to help you out. And honestly, we even have a money back guarantee. So if someone wants to try the product and if they're concerned, it's like, well, am I going to get ripped off? I mean, hey, that's a common concern in today's world. Someone's always trying to rip you off. You know, we have a money back guarantee, so we're not them, and we're glad to help you out, answer your questions, and provide for you. Plus, we also love hearing back from people how well they're doing. And John, it's great hearing back from you to see how well you like Prevagen. Great encouragement.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't put this radio interview on your website, you're going to be missing something here because I'm sold. by the way, and a lot of people don't know this. You know, we have cells that die. Most people that think of cells that die off, skin cells, they take a shower, they freshen themselves up, but people don't think about the brain. But we lose every day. 30,000 to 50,000 a day. That's, if it's 50,000 a day, that's 750,000. That's 750,000 brain cells dead every week.
Right, absolutely right. It's scary. We don't think about that often. You know, you expect to be young forever, right? You got to plan ahead.
Well, and I thought it was just my hair that was. Well, it wasn't falling out. It was falling in and clogging up my brain. But the thing behind this thing, now, the breakthrough on this product was identifying this calcium-binding protein, which is CABP.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't pronounce this word, so you're going to have to help me out with this. It's called apoquin, or what is it?
Apoquarin.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's the jellyfish protein. The technical details are pretty much... They're hard to explain, but the key is that Prevagen works in your brain a lot like a surge protector works on your computer at home or in the office. Calcium works in your brain, and it's required for your brain cells to talk to one another. But at a point in time, you lose these calcium binding proteins. That means your cells are susceptible to death or to injury. And you know, it's important that we protect them. Replacing those lost calcium binding proteins with a jellyfish protein, that's the quick and easy answer. So the technology or the molecule that's within Prevagen, it's actually not available from a pharma company. It's not available in your food source. It's not available in another supplement. It's only available in Prevagen. That's why it's important to call and try Prevagen right now. And you can see the differences in other people, and you can also feel them for yourself.
I have a question off air. How is Prevagen orally active? And if you said, Mr. Producer, that's protease breaks down proteins into amino acids.
That's absolutely correct. A lot of proteins are, but we also have a phenomenon that our body knows how to absorb what we need in our body. So when we've depleted ourselves of certain factors, our stomach adapts to allow it to absorb essential nutrients. The phenomenon is called, under a concept called leaky gut. And, but Prevagen, past the intestinal system, has its ability to bind calcium. So that's an important attribute that really makes this molecule, very unique.
Well, this is simply amazing. And folks, again, the toll-free number, call these people. He's got a knowledgeable staff. They'll answer all your questions. 888-814-0814. And the offer for you folks out there, now these are 30-day supply bottles. The offer to our listeners out there, you buy two, you get the third one free. So you can have Prevagen for the next 3 months. But if for some reason you decide you don't like it, it's got a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't lose anything here. You're not going to lose your brain cells. You get on the product, that's for sure, and you're going to gain something back. I have... Mark, I got to tell you, I've gained a lot off of this, and I'll be a customer for life.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much, and thanks for letting us share this good news with everyone out there.
Well, I appreciate your product, and like I said, there's not too many products out there that I can wholeheartedly endorse, but this is one of them, and thank you.
All right. You have a great day.
You too, sir. All right. That was Mark Underwood, Quincy Bioscience. The number, 888-814-0814. This is a product that came around in my life at the right time, I'll tell you. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Now, folks, coming up, that's right, just in a couple of days here, I'm going to be going to Washington, D.C. this Saturday. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait to get up there. It's going to be the march that's going on in Washington, D.C., and I hope, ladies and gentlemen, that you're going to go, because I can guarantee you one thing. Gas prices are not going to become any cheaper. That's for sure. The Revolution March is going to be this Saturday, July 12th, in Washington, D.C., and I am a speaker. If somebody cancels, I'm going to be on the podium as well. I hope that I can be. But think of it this way. I don't think that we're going to have an opportunity this time next year in the warmer months to put anything together. And I'm not trying to add a doom and gloom to this thing, but I am telling you, things are not looking real good into the near future, let alone a couple of years down the road. So this might be one of our last opportunities to hit Washington, D.C. before Washington, D.C. hits us. So go to the website, revolutionmarch.com. You can make it up there. You got a couple days here. Today is only Thursday. If it's within a day's drive of you, or If you want to fly in for the event, do so. I mean, get there any way you can. Go by bus, go by train, drive up there, whatever. Like I said, I can guarantee you one thing. Gas prices are not going to get any cheaper. They're only going to get more expensive. Now, on Dr. Paul on Fox Business, his New York Times bestseller update, Something Big is Going On. And now, this following statement is written by Congressman Ron Paul about the pending financial disaster. He will introduce this statement as a special order and insert it into the congressional record next week. Now, fortunately, we have the opportunity to debut it here. First, on the Campaign for Liberty blog, it goes as follows. I have, and this is Mr. Paul's words, I have for the past 35 years expressed my grave concern for the future of America. The course we have taken over the past century has threatened our liberties, security, and prosperity. In spite of these long-held concerns, I have days growing more frequent. He says, I have days, rather, growing more frequent all the time when I'm convinced the time now upon us that some big events are about to occur. Now, these fast-approaching events will not go unnoticed. They will affect all of us. They will not be limited to just some areas of the country. The world economy and political system will share in chaos about to be unleashed. Though the world has long suffered from the senselessness of wars that should have been avoided, my greatest fear is that the course on which we find ourselves will bring even greater conflict and economic suffering to the innocent people of the world unless we quickly change our ways. America, with her traditions of free market and prosperity rights, led the way toward great wealth and progress throughout the world as well as at home. Now, since we have lost our confidence in the principles of liberty, self-reliance, hard work, and frugality, and instead took the empire building, financed through inflation and debt, all this has changed. This is indeed frightening and an historic event. The problem we face is not new in history. Authoritarianism has been around for a long time, for centuries. Inflation and debt have been used by tyrants to hold power, promote aggression, and provide bread and circuses for the people. The notion of the country can afford guns and butter with no significant penalty existed even before the 1960s, when it became a popular slogan. It was then, though, we were told the Vietnam War and the massive expansion of the welfare state were not problems. The 70s proved that assumption wrong. Today things are different. From even ancient times or the 1970s, there is something to the argument that we are now a global economy. The world has more people and is more integrated due to modern technology, communications, and travel. If modern technology had been used to promote the ideas of liberty, free markets, sound money, and trade, it would have ushered in a new golden age, a globalism we could accept. Instead, the wealth and freedom we now enjoy are shrinking and rest upon a fragile philosophic infrastructure. It is not unlike the levees and bridges in our own country that our system of war and welfare has caused us to ignore. I'm fearful that our concerns have been legitimate and may even be worse than I first thought. They are now at our doorstep. Time is short for making a course correction before this grand experiment in liberty goes into deep hibernation. There are reasons to believe this coming crisis is different and bigger than the world has ever experienced. Instead of using globalism in a positive fashion, it has been used to globalize all the mistakes of the politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. Being an unchallenged sole superpower was never accepted by us with a sense of humility and respect. Our arrogance and aggressiveness have been used to promote a world empire backed by the most powerful army in history. This type of globalist intervention creates problems for all citizens of the world and fails to contribute to the well-being of the world's populations. Just think how our personal liberties have been trashed here at home in the last decade. The financial crisis, still in its early stages, is apparent to everyone. Gasoline prices over $4 a gallon, skyrocketing education and medical costs, the collapse of the housing bubble, the bursting of the NASDAQ bubble, stock markets plunging, unemployment rising, massive underemployment, excessive government debt, and an unmanageable personal debt. Little doubt exists as to whether we'll get stagflation. The question that will soon be asked is, when will the stagflation become an inflationary depression? Now, there are various reasons that the world economy has been globalized and the problems we face are worldwide. We cannot understand what we're facing without understanding fiat money and the long-developing dollar bubble. There were several stages from the inception of the Federal Reserve System in 1913 to 1933. The central bank established itself as the official dollar manager. By 1933, Americans could no longer own gold, thus removing restraint on the Federal Reserve to inflate for war and welfare. By 1945, further restraints were removed by creating the Bretton Woods monetary system, making the dollar the reserve currency of the world. This system lasted until 1971. During the period between 45 and 71, some restraints on the Fed remained in place. Foreigners, but not Americans, could convert dollars to gold at $35 an ounce. Due to the excessive dollars being created, that system came to an end in 1971. It's the post-Bretton Woods system that was responsible for globalizing inflation in markets and for generating a gigantic worldwide dollar bubble. That bubble is now bursting, and we're seeing what it is like to suffer the consequences of the many previous economic errors. Ironically, in the past 35 years, we have benefited from this very flawed system because the world accepted dollars as if they were gold. We only had to counterfeit more dollars, spend them overseas. Indirectly, he says, encouraging our jobs to go overseas as well and enjoy unearned prosperity. Those who took our dollars and gave us goods and services were only too anxious to loan those dollars back to us. This allowed us to export our inflation and delay the consequences we are now starting to see. But it was never destined to last, and now we have to pay the piper. Our huge foreign debt must be paid or liquidated. Our entitlements are coming due, just as the world has become more reluctant to hold dollars. The consequence of the decision is price inflation in this country, and that's what we're witnessing today. Already price inflation overseas is even higher than here at home as a consequence of foreign central banks' willingness to monetize our debt. Printing dollars over long periods of time may not immediately push prices up yet. In time, it always does. Now we're re-seeing a catch-up for the past inflating of the monetary supply. As bad as it is today with $4 a gallon gasoline, this is just the beginning. It's a gross distraction to hound away at drill, drill, drill as a solution to the dollar crisis and high gasoline prices. It's okay to let the market increase supplies and drill, but that issue is a gross distraction from the sins of deficits and the Federal Reserve monetary shenanigans. This bubble is different and bigger for another reason. The central banks of the world secretly collude to centrally plan the world economy. I am convinced that agreements among central banks to monetize U.S. debt these past 15 years have existed. Although secretly and out of reach of oversight of anyone, especially the U.S. Congress, that doesn't care or just flat doesn't understand. Now, as this gift to us comes to an end, our problems worsen. The central banks and the various governments are very powerful, but eventually the markets overwhelm when the people who get stuck holding the bag, or bad dollars, catch on and spend the dollars into the economy with emotional zeal, thus igniting inflationary fever, as he says. Now, this time since there are so many dollars and so many countries involved, the Fed has been able to paper over every approaching crisis for the past 15 years, especially with Alan Greenspan as chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, which has allowed the bubble to become history's greatest. Now, the mistakes made with excessive credit at artificially low rates are huge, and the market is demanding a correction. Now, this involves excessive debt, misdirected investments, overinvestments, and all other problems caused by the government when spending the money they should have never had, foreign militarism, welfare handouts, and $80 trillion entitlement promises are all coming to an end. We don't have the money or the wealth-creating capacity to catch up and care for all the needs that now exist because we rejected the market economy, sound money, self-reliance, and the principles of liberty. Since the correction of all this misallocation of resources is necessary and must come, one can look for some good that may come of this, big even unfolds. Now, there are two choices that people can make. The one choice is that is unavailable to us is to limp along with the status quo and prop up the system with more debt, inflation, and lies. That won't happen. One of the two choices, and the one chosen so often by government in the past, is that of rejecting the principles of liberty and resorting to even bigger and more authoritarian government. Some argue that giving dictatorial powers to the president, just as we allowed him to run the American empire, is what we should do. That's the greatest danger, and in this post 9/11 atmosphere, too many Americans are seeking safety over freedom. We have already lost too many of our personal liberties already. Real fear of economic collapse could prompt central planners to act to such a degree that the New Deal in the 1930s might look like Jefferson's Declaration of Independence. The more the government is allowed to do in taking over and running the economy, the deeper the depression gets and the longer that it lasts. That was the story of the 1930s and the early 40s, and the same mistakes are likely to be made again if we don't wake up. But the good news is that it need not be so bad if we do the right thing. I saw something big happening in the past 18 months on the campaign trail. I was encouraged that we are capable of waking up and doing the right thing. I have literally met thousands of high school and college kids who are quite willing to accept the challenge and responsibility of a free society and reject the cradle-to-grave welfare that is promised them by so many do-good politicians. If more hear the message of liberty, more will join in on this effort. The failure of our foreign policy, our welfare system, and monetary policies and virtually all government solutions are so readily apparent, it doesn't take that much convincing. But the positive message of how freedom works and why it's possible is what is urgently needed. One of the best parts of accepting self-reliance in a free society is that true personal satisfaction with one's own life can be achieved. This doesn't happen when the government assumes the role of guardian, parent, or provider, because it eliminates a sense of pride. But the real problem is government can't provide the safety and economic security that it claims. The so-called good the government claims it can deliver is always achieved at the expense of someone else's freedom. It's a failed system, and the young people know it. Restoring a free society doesn't eliminate the need to get our house in order and to pay for the extravagant spending, but the pain would not be as long-lasting if we did the right things. And best of all, the empire would have to end for financial reasons. Our wars would stop, the attack on civil liberties would cease, and prosperity would return. The choices are clear. It shouldn't be difficult, but the big event now unfolding gives us great opportunity to reverse the tide and resume the truly great American Revolution started in 1776. Opportunity knocks in spite of the urgency and the dangers we face. Let's make something big is happening. Be the discovery that freedom works and is popular and big economic and political event we're witnessing is a blessing in disguise. That was Ron Paul, and that is going to be delivered to the Congress next week. It'll be a matter of public record, and I am glad. See, this Ron Paul Revolution, folks, thing isn't ending. It's just starting. And a lot of people say, well, how is that possible? Because he dropped out of the race. No. As I've said this before, and I'll repeat it, and I'll keep repeating it until people get it, is a revolution is not done by one man. George Washington didn't do all the commanding and all the fighting and all the bleeding and all the dying. It was a cooperative effort of a lot of people in several states. It was a wish to get away from tyrannical government, of which we find ourselves in the grip of again. And folks, I hate to deliver the bad news to you. Part of that is our fault. Now, just simply holding up a stop sign to tyrants and those that would do us harm is not going to be the cause, and it's not going to be the silver bullet. But us spreading the message among each other and truly linking arms to get this republic back on track, we outnumber them 1,000,000 to 1. It is possible. It can be done. And we don't need people walking away and just throwing up their hands and going, oh, poor as us, we're all done, we're cooked. I'm not cooked. Folks, I could probably cite a dozen good reasons why I should have thrown in the towel, but didn't. And I will not, under any circumstance, turn my back on my country. I have a duty and obligation, not just for myself, which a lot of people are caught up in, their narcissistic view of things. Well, what about me? Well, what about the entire country? What about us? What about the future generations? And one of the effects that Ron Paul had, that people were carrying little pails for the Marxists and the socialists and the communists out there, is when this man spoke, they snapped out of their snooze. They were once again reintroduced to freedom and liberty that was laid down pretty effectively in the Constitution. Let's see you up there in Washington, D.C., folks. I don't care if you got a hitch up there. I'll be back to close out my week's edition here of the National Intel Report right after this.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Bob Chapman, one of his articles showed up on Rents.com. He writes that the Illuminati long have the ultimate feudal system envisioned by Plato, a society run by a handful of supposedly intellectual giants, actually megalomaniacs, who know what is best for everyone else. Actually, they're slaves. They want to run your life because they, in their warped and perverted minds, think they know what's best for you. The reality is that they want to run your life so they can do what is best for them. Their lust for power is absolute, and therefore so is the degree of their corruption. The motives behind all that they do are selfish and are purely and totally corrupt and evil. They are the most despicable human beings on the face of the planet, assuming, of course, that they can even be considered to be human, which is a stretch. How would you classify humans who gleefully discuss the extermination of billions of people to make way for sustainable development by offing the useless eaters? Fanning the flames of their lust for power and control are the powers of darkness. Spiritual forces will accept nothing less than a total commitment to pride, deceitfulness, greed, murder, and the ultimate enslavement and destruction of the human race, which is the precise opposite of what our Creator intended. Now, everyone needs energy to survive in today's society. They need internal energy that comes from food and external energy that currently comes principally from oil, along with a variety of other sources. If you want to control people and have power over them, then all you have to do is control those things which are necessary for their survival. That is why the price of oil has now reached such lofty heights, and precisely the same argument can be made for the skyrocketing food prices as well. These items are being made intentionally scarce and expensive when they could have been made copiously and cheaply available to all with the most minimal of efforts. Efforts which have been completely stymied by the Illuminist mechanizations. This has all been planned malevolently to enslave you, and yes, there really are people who are that evil in this world. Worse yet, they own most of the world's wealth, which they employ principally to gain ever greater control over you in pursuit of their dream to fulfill Plato's vision of an ideal society as tweaked by Adam Weishaupt and Cecil Rhodes. He further goes on to say, rounding out the Illuminist equation for enslavement of the masses is the exploitation of human desire for peace and safety, which is why we have continual wars for profit. The fear and uncertainty engendered by constant conflict and warfare, could be welfare as well, and by the manufactured threats of violence such as the phony war on terror and the Cold War are the primary drivers behind the creation of surveillance society where every move is watched, where every stage of your life is planned and managed, and where every move of independence from Big Brother system is brutally crushed. They want you to give up your freedom and your independence in exchange for their false promise of peace and safety after they've stripped you of your true peace and safety by orchestrating false flag attacks and by supporting and financing wars for profit with the best enemies that money can buy. Illuminous money, that is. The Illuminati will give support to and profit from both sides of any war. They are the scum of the scum. They give parasites a bad name. Folks, I will be back with you Monday. Hopefully, maybe I can even phone in a report from Washington, D.C. tomorrow. I don't know who's subbing for me tomorrow. It'll be somebody good and interesting, so join them tomorrow, and I'll see you back here Monday. Folks, if there's any way possible to get up to Washington, D.C. for the Revolution March, go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Right at the top of the website, it links you right to the Revolution March website and gives you all the information that you're going to need. Be there, folks, this Saturday. It may be the last time that we can assemble peacefully in Washington, D.C. I'll see you back here Monday.
Men, are you?